Chapter 10. Poor Injun Joe. Slowly, the two children moved away from the cave, and then they saw the searchers. They ran to help them. "Tom, Becky, we're happy you're okay. We were very worried about you," they cried. "Here, drink some water, eat some bread, and let's take you home." Three people took the children to town on a boat, but Mr. Thatcher and Mr. Harper stayed on the island. They closed the main entrance to the cave with some enormous, heavy rocks. "Nobody will enter this cave again," they said, "and nobody will get lost in it again." Nobody knew about the small hole Tom and Becky found at the other side of the cave. After their terrible experience in the cave, Tom and Becky were weak and ill. They stayed at home for a week. When Tom felt better, he went to visit Becky. "The island is safe now," Becky's father told Tom. "We closed the entrance to the cave, and now nobody can enter it."
"But Injun Joe is hiding in the cave,"
Tom said, horrified.
"He'll die there without food or water. You must save him."
"We didn't know that," Becky's father said. "Don't worry, Tom. We'll open the cave immediately." The men returned to the cave, and together they moved the rocks from the entrance. They went inside the cave and found Injun Joe's body near the entrance. He was dead with a knife in his hand. He tried to move the rocks with his knife, but it was impossible, Mr. Thatcher said. "Poor Injun Joe. He did some very bad things. He murdered and stole, but this was a terrible end for him." They saw a round stone under a dripping stalactite. It had water in it. "He drank water from this," said Mr. Harper. "Poor Injun Joe. We must close the cave again so nobody dies like this in the future."